Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. So the leaves are still falling, but yes, I need to be snowshoe ready, and so should you. So the first question is, and I'll get into all different types and sizes, etc. But first is like, well, why would you snowshoe? So how about there is peace and serenity in the backcountry? To see nature as it was intended to be viewed, and the winter wonderland, the beauty. So all those three put together, I am telling you, when you are in the backcountry and it is totally silent, you are there and you're just looking around and literally, it is marvelous. Well, on my farm, through my woods in the back, through the forest, I have all these trails and it's attached to a nature preserve that's behind me. And you could just keep going and going. And the only people there are the people you want to be with. Well, a few years ago, one of my good friends, Jim Desay, and I, we filmed an adventure for Joey B. Outdoor Adventure on snowshoes, and we were in the backcountry, and guess what? We were the only two people there, and it was an awesome day. Now, I am a little envious of my good friend Jim because, you see, he moved north into snow country. So way before I ever get snow, Jim will be in snow. All right, so now let's discuss like the snowshoe 101. If you're planning on buying, maybe it's a Christmas gift for someone or yourself, because hey, I think that everyone should be buying themselves a Christmas gift, especially if you're good this year. Or sometimes you may even rent them on a vacation out there in winter wonderland. Well, it is imperative that you have the correct size snowshoe for the proper weight of the person using it. So let's go through the snowshoe sizes. The size and weight, these are according to one of the companies, Red Feather, and I'll talk to you later on about all different brands. So you will see right now that there are many different size snowshoes, and it has to do with what do you weigh. And I'll also let you know that as you go up in weight, most times your stride is wider, so the snowshoes do become a little bit wider as well. For a youth, it's a 20-inch snowshoe, and that supports up to 80 pounds. A 21-inch supports 125 pounds. And you're going to see as these snowshoe sizes, the inches, the length of it, as they go up, you're going to also just see that the amount of weight goes up considerable. So let's go to 22-inch. That supports a 150-pound person. A 25-inch, 175. 30-inch, 220. 35 to 36-inch is over 220 pounds. And you can always refer back to this. So I know I gave those numbers quickly, but if you're going out to make that purchase, then you can just fast forward to that little section right there, and you'll know exactly what size snowshoes that you should be purchasing. So let's just see right now, what do snowshoes really do? How do they work? Well, you want the snowshoe to displace your weight evenly. Many people think, and I really, as I talk to them, they think that you wear snowshoes, you walk right out on top of the snow with little effort. I am here to tell you this is not the case. I have been out tracking animals in the wild in deep snows. Snowshoes, see, I fumble every time I get excited because I'm talking about animals or research in the wild. Well, the snowshoes keep me, I'm going to use the word buoyant. It's not the true science word, of course, but I'll refer so you'll understand here a little bit. They keep you up on top of the snow for the most part. Do you still break in? Absolutely yes, but you only sink down a small amount. The difference would be trying to walk through snow without them. The nature example, and having done research on wolves, I can give this one to you, is between wolves and white-tailed deer or elk. Wolves have extra long legs with monstrous-sized paws. The next time you get the opportunity to look at a wolf, and many of you will not see a wolf in the wild, they will be by a photograph of some sort. Well, take a look at the size of their paws. Well, their paws act like snowshoes, so when they are chasing down prey, they are running up on top of the snow. And if perchance, because again, they are running, if they break through, those extra long legs get them down and up and out of the snow and back up onto their paws. Well, ungulates, which are animals that are hooved, they break the snow and they go all the way through and are constantly trying to get themselves up on top of the snow, but their hooves keep re-breaking the snow, so they have a difficult time maneuvering in it. So the wolves run on top of the snow just like snowshoes. Now, let's add a little bit more balance. You see, here we are, we're out in the wild and the terrain isn't perfectly flat. So we use hiking poles, which are similar to cross-country ski poles, and I simply call them snowshoe poles. They are adjustable for your size and can help if you happen to be a rookie or novice out there with a little bit of your balance. But for the expert who happens to be going through a rough terrain, they work superb. So how do you transport all this gear together? Well, makes sense. They sell snowshoe bags. Your snowshoes go inside the bag and your poles are Velcroed to the outside of the bag. And on most of those bags, there's also a little zipper pouch so you can add a couple of small items that you may want to take along. Well, if you are looking to make a purchase, they will actually make a package deal for all three together. And that makes sense. You always know this. If you're getting more than one item, the price typically comes down a little bit. So you should check that out. So let's talk quality. I have many of the major brands. See, like I joke, like I have a fleet of kayaks, I have a fleet of paddleboards. I also have a fleet of snowshoes, and I have many of the major brands that are out there. I have Red Feathers, Tubbs, Atlas, and Cabela's. I've also looked at some of the youth LL Bean ones, and actually the adult size as well. But I haven't made that purchase yet, but I'm sure I will. So LL Bean will join there. I really have not seen that much a difference between the major brands. I even have a tiny little pair of plastic snowshoes that I found in a supermarket. And I bought these in case, like, the tiny child, you know, see people going out and say, I want to become part of that experience. So, because I always think it's important to get the entire family out and doing something together out in the wild. So if you are unsure that this winter activity, you might just think about, like, well, do I make that purchase? Well, how about renting them? And just about every outdoor store rents snowshoes for a minimal cost. And I highly recommend this when it comes to any outdoor activity because the gear is so expensive. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Currently, I have one of my snowshoes from last winter sitting on a table, ready to have one of the straps replaced. Well, this occurred last winter. I guess it sort of passed by me, but I was checking and prepping my gear, and I noticed this broken strap. It doesn't matter whether it's my preseason for kayaking, preseason for fishing, preseason for fly fishing, because I spin fish and I fly fish. We film with both of them. I happen to be a catch and release guy with all that. Anyway, but I am always prepping and making sure my gear is good. If you're really unsure, you could always bring it to a professional, and that's okay to get repaired. But I'm sure you know that you can YouTube for anything from like repairing your dryer to replacing a strap on your snowshoes. So I only need one major thing, and that is a big snowstorm. Many people can't stand the cold or the snow, but that is going to make my day the day it happens. I check the weather every single day. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybe.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.